Welcome to Authentically Moms. I'm Jacqueline.
And I'm Sujata.
And that's Chai.
Yep. And there's nothing off limits and we keep it real.
Did you just scratch his asshole?
No, I just touched his little backside. I am not touching
under his
little
tail.
Booty. Yeah, right here.
Oh, okay.
It worked. He came back over here.
He's so trained. Obviously not. So he was barking and Sujata's like, oh no, if we say place, he'll stop. She said plays like five times.
And he's
like,
looked
what
me
the
like,
fuck are you talking about? I love you, Chai Chai. Oh, it's so cute.
He's not a trained dog.
I mean, here's the thing. I know. But like big dogs like Nala need to be trained because, I mean, all dogs should be trained, but they need to be trained because if they jump on people, if they get stuff, they like do more damage and
that's true,
you
yeah.
know.
I didn't realize whenever you got Nala and you're like, I need to get him trained because he's pulling. I go, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Just pull back.
No, you can't.
I didn't realize that because I'm like, he is like 10 pounds and I'm like, he pulls me sometimes when
yeah.
he's running. I was like, oh.
Yeah,
gosh,
imagine like 75 pounds.
Could not imagine.
Yeah, so that's another
like,
thing.
Just toughen up and pull him.
Toughen up. Yeah, no.
I know.
And yeah, it was like, okay, Sujata, I know you definitely never owned a dog before. Anyway, so I just wanted to, so Chaz listened to our podcast and last time, you know, we were talking about like pubic hair and stuff. Mm-hmm. And he was like, hey, just for the record, I just want to tell you that I also do like it all bare on me.
Oh.
Because remember I was talking about like maybe I look like a 12-year-old girl and stuff and I look, you know,
uh-huh.
like a little girl. He was like, no, I do like that. And I was like, okay. Like, I know you did. I didn't know if you preferred it that way. He was like, no, I like it both, but I like it like that too.
Oh,
so he just wanted to make sure. He just wanted to make sure I also realized that. He did say he was not about to wax his crack though, that he would wax his chest. So maybe we could take them to go get their chests done. But
he won't do his
ass crack.
I didn't ask Bob that.
No.
I didn't ask him anything. But he doesn't mind either way what it looks like at the bottom, though.
Yeah, well, like he, I think he just volunteered because, you know, we had said that we were going to take them
a
to
pull.
Get their ass cracks. And he was like, no, that I'm not doing that. I was like, okay, well, something, your armpit or whatever. But he said his chest that he would
do that. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, what are you watching these days?
Oh, I just started Truth Be Told or something like that on Apple TV.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
I actually liked it a lot. It was actually good. There's three seasons, so I don't know if it's the same story.
Okay. So you finished
the first one, and I actually enjoyed it. I just put it on just for the heck of it.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, this is actually good because it was trending.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I really, really liked it. It was very like suspense. So.
Okay. What did you say? Truth Be Told?
Yeah, I think it's Truth Be Told.
Truth Be Told. Okay.
On Apple TV.
Have you seen Tell Me Lies on Hulu?
No.
Okay.
I haven't. Me and you, remember I had started it?
Yeah.
No,
oh,
I haven't.
Okay.
But you're liking that.
I am liking it. It's almost like unbelievable because it's not unbelievable, but it's about college. It's centered around these college kids in a dorm. That
okay.
live in a dorm.
Okay.
College age kids. And I'm just like, they fuck all the time. So much sex is happening. And I never lived in a dorm for college. I went to college in my hometown
uh-huh.
in Houston. Yeah, I went to University of Houston. And while like the first year I lived with my parents, but like after that I lived in an apartment, but I
Same.
Never lived in a dorm.
I haven't either. Okay.
And I'm just like, what does like, would I have been a hoe in college if I had lived in a dorm, or would it have just been like how I was normally?
I don't know. It just depends on if you're easily influenced, right? Like if you want to be sleeping around in an apartment, you'll sleep around. You'll
yeah,
find
but
ways
it wasn't
that you're going to parties.
But it wasn't as convenient as just like, oh, let me walk over here to her dorm.
Is
you know
what
I mean?
Oh, I got to start. Okay.
Yeah. And so I'm like, God,
did
there's
miss
a lot
out?
Of. I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I'm just
well,
like,
I definitely. I've only
you
been
missed
with
out.
One.
I wouldn't say you missed out. I wouldn't say I missed out, but shit would have been different. That's for sure.
Our vaginas would look really used
and abused. No, I mean, because no, you're still young. So, I mean, it gets all like tight back
up. It's only
up.
The babies.
It's, yeah, it's the babies.
It's a birthing.
The babies cause the traumatic effects. But no, I'm just like, oh my God. Like, it's kind of like cool because like no one makes a big deal out of it. Also, like no one, not everyone knows, you know.
But then you really can't have a serious relationship with someone who lives in a dorm. Yeah. Because, you know, they're just messing around the whole time.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I wouldn't. I don't know. Was I trying to have a I did start college off with what I thought was serious, which is fucking stupid. And towards the end, I did too. But I was having so much fun in between. I think what happened was I didn't know any better when I started. Mm-hmm. And I started dating this person right after the summer I graduated from high school.
Okay.
So I didn't know any better. And this is the one who was like crazy jealous, who wouldn't even like want me to study with any guys or
He's
anybody
the
in the library.
You like Gucci.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And then I ended it with someone who was a lot older than me.
Okay.
And then I was one of the younger ones in all of our like friend groups and stuff like that and all the organizations. So by the time it was my last year, all of them had graduated. And there weren't a lot of ones that I was like super close to while I was still there. So I didn't feel like I was like missing out.
Okay.
But in the middle, like there was no way I was going to be in a serious relationship. It was like so much fun. It was just too much fun. So then I'm like, if I started at a school where I was in a dorm, would it have been too much fun since the beginning? You know, like would I have been like crazy?
I think you would.
I don't know. Because we were both super prude. I don't know if I would have turned
the
page.
So you were a prude in... Okay, so when were you not a prude?
No,
then?
I wasn't such a prude in college. Like, I did, like, have guys that I did have sex with. But, like, I wasn't, like... It was with people that I had formed some type of, like, relationship
okay.
with. It
okay.
was never, like, one-night stands or whatever. Just,
okay.
like, hey, meet at a party, go fuck around.
Yeah.
I also wasn't a big on just, like, kissing any random person or even some of our friends. You know, like,
yeah.
you have such a big group of friends and some people are like, oh, get drunk. Or, like, hey, like, yeah, you know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to kiss this boy, you know, tonight. And y'all stay friends and y'all are always friends and you just have a good time.
Yeah.
Like, that happened in our friends group, like, so many times. And it was never a big deal. I kissed a couple girls in our girl group, which, uh-huh. you know, not a big deal. It was more like, okay. hey, yeah, just, yeah, or maybe more than that. But it was the thing like, it was like for fun in front of the
yes,
guys.
Yeah.
You know what I
yep,
mean? Some yep. stupid shit, right?
Uh-huh.
But if I was like reserved like that already with just like making out or kissing with some friends, because we have friends that like everybody's made out with except me or a few other people.
Right.
But like, it was not a big deal. It wasn't a big deal.
Right.
It was just kind of fun and games and stupid,
yeah,
right? So I'm like, maybe I wouldn't have been because I was already kind of like a little reserved on that aspect.
So now looking back, like now that you know that.
Huh. Yeah. I'm like, I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? Because we don't know everything.
Yeah.
Right? We're always like, after it's gone, I was like, uh-huh. oh, we should have done this or that. I
yeah.
don't know. I'm just, I don't know.
There is one scene. Okay. There is. I did finish like, there's three seasons and you think. Or maybe two seasons, I can't remember. But like, I'm up to date.
Okay.
And there's this one girl who sleeps with two guys. Like, literally, she has sex with one and then goes back to, like, her boyfriend, the one that they had just broken up with, and, like, wants him back, and they make up, and they have sex right away. Like, she doesn't even, like, clean herself off. I mean, she, like, wipes herself, but she doesn't, like, take a shower or anything. She goes straight from her dorm where they had sex to her boyfriend that they had just broken up dorm. He lets her in, they make up and they start making out and eventually have sex. And she's like a little reserved, but he's like, you don't want to. And of course, like, she kind of is like, yes, I want to. And I'm just like, wow, I could never be that bold, but that's just so
dirty,
gross.
That's what I'm saying. I'm thinking about, ooh.
It's like, so in all levels.
Yes.
Yes. And you know, like the first guy like came at her,
okay.
you know, and then this guy,
that's what was going through my mind.
Yeah.
Did he use?
And then this, no,
condom,
no, no.
Or, you know,
and then this guy is like having sex with already the guy's other semen in there. You know what I mean?
I know, but like,
ew.
I think we're both the same way. We're like, we need to be clean.
Yeah, but then just to have like another guy's fucking shit in there. Mm-mm. I mean, I already know it takes like a day or the next morning or whatever to like it could come out and stuff and still. But like that's still all in there.
Yes.
You know?
Stinky.
I don't know. It really like bothered me. And I was like, what if this guy fucking found out? That's like the sickest fucking thing ever.
Yeah. So he never finds out.
Well, yeah.
Well, he finds out. Don't tell me. Okay. Yeah. Oh, he finds out. Go ahead.
He finds out because he sees him at a party and he's like, I've been trying to call you. And so he basically says to the guy that she fucked afterwards, like, how did I taste?
Oh, my gosh.
Told him, like, what she had on, like, red lace panties and this and this. And the guy's, like, thinking, like, what the hell? And he goes, how did I taste? And I'm like, oh, fuck. That is crazy. That is, like, the ultimate. Like, you can cheat on a person. You can mess behind their back, whatever. But that... Oh my gosh! Like that would be crazy. Some of it,
to me, I'm like, usually it's the guys who are doing that.
Yeah,
but
the fact that it's
a girl, you're like, hey, I'm like, hey, go girl, yeah. I don't know.
Damn,
I wouldn't do it, but I'm like, hey, go.
I know, but just the thought, like, oh my god, I don't know. I just thought I wrote that down because I wanted to talk about that because I couldn't never see myself even doing that or like. That's just so wrong in so many levels, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think so. I definitely think so.
Yeah. And let's talk. Okay. So this doesn't have to be the subject, but I saw Sweet Bobby.
Okay.
And it's about a catfish story.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you haven't seen it, but it's in your like watch list.
Yes, it is.
So it just came out. So I don't know if anyone knows this, but it's about, you know, someone getting catfished. And I was just sitting there thinking the whole time, how can that happen to somebody?
But then that's a question a lot of times, right? But like how, like why didn't they pick up on stuff?
Why didn't they pick on the most bizarre shit that the excuses that these people are giving them for like why?
They put a blind eye to that though.
Yeah, like they, I mean, you spent numerous years talking or like texting or messaging online.
And they never saw each other.
He sent a picture. They sent a picture of someone laid up in a hospital bed.
Oh my gosh, the same.
And I'm just like, what the fuck? And then he's texting. And then one day he's like, loses his voice because he has a like mini stroke and so that's why he can't talk but he can text. And I'm just like, okay, you guys are doing Skype, so this is like at least Skype like era.
Okay
but he can't talk, right? So he's like tapping like this to say like he's on the other side, but you can still video yourself laid up in a hospital.
Yes.
You know, you could still show your face.
Okay, but that was just one incident, right? But like what?
But that went on. And then like apparently he could start to whisper, but it didn't even sound like a man's voice. And so he was like, you know, whispering.
Okay.
But
the whole, but why, like, what's the point in that? Like,
oh, a reason why he couldn't get out the hospital, reason why like he couldn't come home. He got put in witness protection, but he got special circumstances to talk to her. And I'm just like,
so they already had a relationship from before?
No. Like, he was a big socialite, like a big family from, like, India or, like, in London. They're Indian. Uh-huh. But, like, everyone knows about them and their family.
Okay.
So he just messages her out the blue. They have some kind of, like, connection through, like, a cousin or whatever, right?
Okay.
Messages her. And so, like, they just start talking on Facebook, and that's the only
does
way
she
they can
know that he's like big time, like,
yeah,
like he's rich and all that.
Yeah. And then like,
so there you go.
Then like he feeds her all these like lies and this whole story and stuff. And I'm like, if it was bizarre to happen to anyone in real life and this person continues to have crazy shit happen to them, mm-hmm, don't you question shit like that?
Not if you see bling bling.
Do other... No, she's not getting any money.
But she could. She's going to be married to that guy, right? Who's like big time, whatever.
But I don't... I guess.
It's just, yeah.
I mean,
I know what you're thinking.
Yeah,
like,
and like,
you're like,
other
why
people,
are you
when
not?
You tell other people, aren't they like, girl, that's a load of shit. He says he's been trying to come home and see you for like 3 years and all this bullshit has been happening mm-hmm. and you can't like see him. And when he does say he's coming home, like, he has to take some days to rest when he gets there. And then all this excuses.
Yeah.
The most bizarre excuses. And I'm just like, any chance you do like some kind of reconnaissance on all this shit to see like if it's even true someone could go through all this stuff? If these bend the rules shit even exists, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
I think she's just putting a blind eye. And I also wonder, I don't know if she talked on there, right? Like, in the back of the mind, is she like doubting it? But then, you know,
yeah.
like the other side is like saying, no, just keep going. I
yeah.
don't know.
I don't know.
Like, sometimes, you know, you have that conscious that tells you like, oh, is this, you know, you question that a little bit, mm-hmm. but I don't know. Like, if she,
or maybe like, you're just so, you so want this to be
so
true
bad, yeah.
because you're either lacking some relationship in your mind or like this brings you happiness talking to this person. And, you know, no matter what anyone says, you're still going to believe mm-hmm. this is true.
Yeah. It's like a lady that's like getting abused and she's still in her, you know, she's in it, but then she decides to stay in it for whatever reason.
But at least that's true, right? I mean, at least that's a real person. And I'm not making excuses, but there's a lot of reasons why people don't leave that situation, whether they don't have a job or money or kids. And like, or it's even more, you know,
like the situation
dangerous
yeah.
to leave or whatever those situations are. But this person literally doesn't have to talk to this person at all.
And do they have like an emotional relationship though?
But yeah.
Okay.
Yes. But like, there is nothing.
I got to watch it.
Twisting your arm to stay in that relationship. Like, if one day you're like, I feel like this is bullshit, but then you don't.
Is he like super hot?
I mean, he was cute, but it was all picture. Like, I guess I know a lot now.
You watch too. Wait, you listen to too.
A lot of my family and whatever other people that I've heard, whatever. But like, anyone can rip off pictures from anywhere.
Yeah.
Anyone can get a fake phone number from anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone can use WhatsApp, Skype, everything.
It's all out there.
It's
endless.
All like, out there.
Yeah.
And everyone has access to Wi-Fi and data and all that stuff. And so there should be no excuses of like why someone can't do something. If someone can type a message,
yeah.
they could take videos of themselves. They can
sure.
take. And so I'm just like, you've never spoken to him. You've never videoed. You've never seen him. Does something not register? Like,
I don't know.
I can rip pictures off of anywhere.
Yeah.
All it is just pictures.
Does she say anything? Does she look back at the situation and be like, okay.
I think kind of now, but I'm just like, wow, you were in it. You were in this whole fantasy. Mm-hmm. And it was just really hard to watch for me because I was just like,
you're so dumb.
Girl, what is your fucking problem? You know what I mean? Like, oh, he did not feed you that lie and you just fucking believe that shit. You know, like, anybody can do anything. The amount of technology, and that's why I feel like a lot of people, you know, and you hear about these stories a bit, getting catfished or getting scammed and stuff. It's like, you know, a really horrible thing is that like elderly people, you know, who are not really too tech savvy or don't know all these things. I mean, mm-hmm. 'cause they're barely just like, okay, now you have all the stuff,
mm-hmm.
but that people can be these fake email addresses, can create fake bill invoices, can create all these
oh, yeah.
fake things, even phone calls. Like
oh, yeah,
people are like,
tax
hey, yeah, this is the IRS. Like,
I remember.
Wow. Yeah.
I remember,
you know?
I was scared. We got a phone call when I was like in my teens and I was like freaked out because they knew my dad's name. And I was like, oh, we have this many tax. We need to pay
yeah.
for it. And they're going to come and take our house.
Oh,
and everything.
That was probably real in my situation. That was a real shit.
I got so scared. Okay? I was like, oh. And then come to find out it was all fake. I was like, oh my gosh.
No, so they'd be like, you're getting car repossessed. I'm like, that sounds right. That checks out. And then 2 weeks later, our fucking car's repossessed. And I'm just like, information is so available these days.
Yeah.
And I just feel bad. And, you know, this has happened to my neighbor, and she's elderly. She's super cool, but she got one of those, and I get them too, and it fucking infuriates me because I know not everyone's ignoring them. Like, you get these, like, Norton, thank you for your invoice. You know, we've processed your payment for your Norton. I don't, who the fuck still has Norton, like, spyware, whatever.
Yeah.
And that was for $400. I know it's bullshit, delete, whatever. She gets really freaked out. And so she calls this number. And, I mean, you know, it goes to, like, India and a fucking call center. And they're just like, okay, hold on, let me talk to your boss or whatever, you know. And it's just, like, the person right next to them. And, she, and long story short, she literally drove to like five different places to buy gift cards for the amount of, like, I don't know, this guy said that they credit her bank account $4,000 and they needed it back, otherwise they would get fired. She wasted like $4,000.
Our 4,000
buying gift cards in all these places and giving them the numbers on the gift cards and all the stuff. And I, when she told me this, my heart broke. I was like, oh my God, you got scammed. And like, there's nothing the banks can do about it because like you voluntarily paid for those things, you know? And I felt so bad. Had she told me, I would have been like, no, 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 this is a scam. This is a scam. Do not call them. If they call you, delete it, delete it, delete it. Ooh. But she had already done this before she told me about it. And I feel really sad. You know, these people are like on fixed income. And
yeah, 4,000? I'm like 400.
I think
was,
well, I think it was like 2,000.
Yeah,
but
still
at least 2,000. But I 4,000. But I swear it was 4,000. But I was just like, oh my God, this is one person. They're doing this emails, mass messages, Sorry, I keep saying mask. What the fuck? But like, you know, the more social media accounts you have, the more out there people are going to have your information too. And if you're not careful and you accept all these friend requests from weird people, or like, hey, I have a good opportunity for you, or like, hey, you know, even our little account, right?
Yeah.
Our Authentically Moms, we get shit like that all the time.
Yes.
And you just have to do your like due diligence and stuff like that. You know what I mean? But again, like, I feel like people at prey are like either really young or know like all that sort of guess, or like elderly people who don't want to get in trouble. And these people are posing, or even like for relationships. You know what I mean? They're elderly. They're old. They want some kind of communication, whether that's, you know, I guess socially, right? Because you're not looking at them, you're not hanging out with them, it's just literally typing messages to them. And these people have nothing to do. That's all they're doing.
They're making
all
money.
Day exactly, you know what I mean? It's so sad.
It is.
So anyway, I mean, to wrap it up, I was just like,
you went on a
I did I'm very passionate, but you know, the whole time I know how this could happen. But I also know you could do so much like research on your own. You can Google so much shit and just find out, oh shit, this shit could be fake right away. Why don't you? Why don't people do that?
Because they don't want to believe that, and they don't, I don't know.
And I know
I
want to
know. I
want to
actually watch the show now and be like, what does she think now?
You and
know
for loved ones, I mean, you want to be supportive, but you also don't want them to get scammed and stuff. And so like, I don't know. I mean, she tried to tell people about her relationship and somebody would be like, are you sure? And then she'd get mad. So, you know, it's kind of one of those things too. Like, I guess you want to believe again, like this whole fantasy stuff.
Rhea, every time the scammers call my phone, she's like, hello. She'll like have an Indian accent and talk. And she'll say
I'm
something.
I'm going to start doing that.
She like
and
says
just
something.
Fuck
she
with
goes,
them.
I forgot. She says some random things and they're like, what? And they hang up. She goes, mom, can I pick it up? I was like, what are you doing? And she's like,
wait, it says potential spam.
It just says scam likely. Online.
Yeah.
On the scam.
Oh
post.
My God. Okay. You know what? Yes. I'm going to like start. There is this guy and I don't know who it is. I think he's on TikTok or whatever, YouTube, where he like scams the scammers. Have you heard of that?
No. Like, so he picks up the phone call and like,
yeah, but he also like harasses these phone people. Like he'll call like these phone hubs, like, whatever they're called, like, I don't want to say like phone banks, but these telemarketplaces, like,
yeah,
that they set call up centers with people who just hustle people all day.
Uh-huh.
And we'll call them and give them shit. It is amazing. It's so amazing. And like, we'll say like, we'll report you and stuff, because it is, it's just people who go work. And you know, it's a very sad situation because a lot of these people, like, they get paid for doing that. They get paid for scamming people out of money, but those people also need the job too, you know?
Yeah, they do. But it's not legal.
I don't know. It's not legal. It's not legal. And so it's all fucked up. It's like the people who like own these places and the bosses who are getting like,
I'm like,
most
how are
of
you
it
getting our numbers?
Like, I don't what know. Are
you
calling for? I mean, yeah, you
try
to put them on.
I get tons of calls for my dad,
who's no longer alive.
And I didn't have, no longer alive. He's, it's been over 20 years.
Like for your dad, right?
For my dad. And I go, he's been deceased for over 20 years. Take me off the calling list. I'll tell him, take me off the calling list. Take me off the calling list. But like, it doesn't say scam likely on it. So I'll pick it up. I will never pick up a scam likely. But I picked it up and they're like, oh, you know, my dad. And I was like, what the heck?
Wow.
Like, that data's out there.
Yeah. I know. I get a lot of messages from like Charles, you know, like, I don't know if it's like Chaz or his dad, because his dad's had the same stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like a bunch of like political stuff. And I know a lot of people do get political stuff. And I'm just like, oh my God, stop. No, there is nothing that you can tell me. There is nothing you can say for me to, you know, like whatever.
Vote
and I'm just like,
this.
I know. I cannot wait for the fucking election, because I am so.
Oh my gosh, they're coming to the door. Are they coming to your door?
I don't know. I haven't no solicitor signed, so I don't know if they are or not, but I don't answer that shit. And I hate when they knock, because they know. They're not just going to knock or ring the doorbell. They knock like someone like who knows you would knock.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
and it's like, and you walk by, you're like, oh, shoot.
Oh, like, I don't give a shit if they see me. I'm like, no, mm-mm.
You
read that sign? Fuck no. Especially if I'm by myself. No way. I'm never answering. Girl, shit happens like that. You know, yeah. I like true crime, and you know I listen to Dateline. Don't ever fucking open the door for anyone. I'm telling you, girl. You can, whatever you have to say to me, you can say through this fucking door. Okay?
Is that how you get?
Oh, if they said something, I'm waiting for someone to say, I see you in there. Good. Good. What do you got to say? What are you selling? What? No. Bye. No. I mean, no. Uh-uh. That's dangerous shit. I don't see how people go door to door anymore.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. That's a good.
I don't care about leaving flyers. Okay, whatever.
No, we get
but
people.
Like,
oh, like
door to door.
Yeah.
No.
Can you vote for so and so? And like, why do you want to vote for this person? That person.
Like,
yeah,
listen, I'm trying to do dinner, dishes. I don't got time to engage in nothing. Like, no. Mm-mm.
How do you know it's not a package?
Oh,
that you
leave
have
it.
To have an.
The package
that needs.
If
to be
I don't see a truck out there, I'm not gonna open the door, because okay. There is nothing you need to
I'll
sign
do
for
that
for
next
Amazon.
Time. I'm like, I don't feel bad. I'll be cooking and everything. And
oh yeah,
it's like my
who
window.
Cares?
Like, look through. I was like,
yeah, don't look in my house. That's so rude. I did. So you know, like I'm on patrol. You know, I mind my business a lot. But there was this dude who was. I just got in home and I was about to take Nala for a walk. And I noticed the front camera, like, goes off, like, someone's at your door. They didn't ring the doorbell. They just came to the door. Well, by the time I, like, got to the door, not that I was going to, like, open it, but see, I saw some guy walking through my front yard. Like, we're all, like, the decorations, Halloween decorating, uh-huh. Walk through the front yard, like, across. And I'm like, well, first off, why are you walking through my yard?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so, but then I saw him go across the street to this other house. And then he sits on the curb in front of that in front of that house. So I'm like, okay, I'm not leaving right now with Nala. And it's about 30 minutes. And this guy's still there. He has a backpack. He has a hoodie. He has a hat. The hoodie's around the hat, like super suspicious looking. And I'm just like, okay, what the fuck is he still doing there? And he's just like looking around. And so I call the cops. First of all, I call a non-emergency number.
Yeah,
and
okay,
it's like, this is 911. I'm like, is this a non-emergency number? And they said, we do not have a non-emergency number. And I was like, okay, well, this is not an emergency. I just want to report a suspicious person. And all the information. And girl, then like a truck comes. And I'm like, wait, I think he got in this truck. so he gets in this truck and leaves. And I'm like, okay, well, like, clearly he is not here anymore. Thank you for your time. Like, just disregard this. But it was just so weird. And then I see him when I'm walking Nala coming through your yard.
In my yard?
Yes, on your street. The same dude. And so he's walking from your neighbor. Like, he goes all the way up to the door. And I'm standing there and I'm like pretending that Nala's like taking a shit or whatever. So I couldn't see what he does to your door. Because there was nothing left on my door. There was not a note. There was not a business card. So I'm like, why was he at my front door? I'm thinking this dude's like checking the locks. You know what I mean? He didn't leave anything on my door.
Did you ever come by to the front door?
Oh, I sure did. You were not here. I sure did.
I know which one you're talking yep. about because mm-hmm. Chai was going crazy.
Yeah.
Because I had the camera on in
so
here.
I waited till he like went two houses down and I went. There was a little card on your thing, but I was just like, all right, I'm just making sure this fucker's not going up to these doors. And just checking
you
to see
there
if they're
to protect me.
Yeah. Yes. I was like, girl, I'm coming. I'm coming.
Nala's gonna get you.
No, but like I just no, I don't trust people you know like that.
Good thing you know my code. Well, yeah, I don't know if you would have walked in.
Well, I mean, clearly he didn't like get inside the house.
No, but what if he did?
Oh, like, I would have fucking 911 and let Nala in there and got him. But yeah, girl, no, I don't trust anyone. I don't open the door
for
anyone.
Suspicious. And you're always.
I'm not suspicious. I'm street smart, girl. Shit happens. You can't be.
And I will tell you, I am.
Do
the
not
total
ignore those
opposite.
Things. I know you are.
I'm
and
so
I always
oblivious.
Have to tell you all the time. Girl, shit can happen in a second. You can't, like, you open the door. Can you vote for, and he fucking puts you around the neck, comes inside, and your kids are inside?
You know,
girl, you're never going to open a door again.
I know. Every time you tell me some story, I'm like, oh, shoot. I better, like, not to let Rhea go into Walmart. Or I'm, like, all suspicious. But
Hell no.
I live in this bubble that I think nothing's going to happen.
Do not live in a bubble. Do not. That's how shit happens. That's why they come here. Because they're like, oh, this bitch don't know.
Oh, no. She leaves
don't
door.
Know shit.
She leaves her gate open and her garage open.
No, girl. Mm-mm. Anyway. Okay. Audience listeners. Listen, do not ever live in a bubble. Lock your doors. I don't care where the fuck you are. Do not leave your purse in a car.
Yes.
Ever, ever, ever. Even if you lock it or don't lock it, times have changed and people will do all the things, even if you don't think it would happen.
Of course.
Okay. Anyway.
Mine has gone stolen out of my car.
Exactly. Exactly. Your purse has gone stolen out of your car. Exactly. I forgot about that shit.
And I really thought it wouldn't happen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it did.
Yes. Like, oh, shit. Yes. So take our advice. My advice. Don't live like Sujata unless you're going to get learned. You just learned. You learned a lesson that day.
Yes, all I right. did. I sure did.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that was our podcast. Please, 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 please do not forget to rate us. Okay. I'm tired of people saying, your podcast is so good. So good. I'm like, okay, well, can you please rate us and write us a review so
important.
We can move up and up and up.
Yes.
All right. Visit us on our Instagram page at Authentically Moms.
And give us some feedback.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'd love to hear feedback.
Yeah. And any other topics you like.
Yes.
Maybe.
Anything.
Anything.
Just anything. I just love some
anything.
We need something to talk about.
Yeah, I was going to talk about other shit, but last thing I was going to tell you before I forget. So I was walking into Target and my phone had switched. I was listening to a podcast and my phone had switched from the car mode to my phone. And so I put in my earbuds and I started my podcast and it said, this literally came out of the phone. When a guy licks pussy, he needs to know how to work his tongue. It wasn't on my earbuds. That was going through my phone.
What?
It hadn't hooked up to my earphones yet.
And who was there?
Like two moms beside me.
Oh my gosh. What were you listening to?
I was listening to Just Call Her Daddy because I wanted to know what all, because I do my research too. I want to know like, why is it so popular? Like, why are we not, you know what I mean? Like
yeah.
I try to get advice. And so it was one of her, and I mean, I think they talked about it like one time, but the thing, the title was how to eat pussy. And so by the time I got to my earbuds, I didn't realize it. I was like, it's not loud. I realized it was my phone. And those girls looked at me and I was like, oh my God, I like had a laugh. I was like, I'm so sorry. And I kind of smiled, but I was just like, I gotta tell Sujana this.
Lady's crazy. Lady's crazy over there.
I gotta tell Sujana this.
You know they want to listen to.
They're like, how is it? Tell me what that episode is. I'm going to give it to my husband.
I want
to
watch it.
Yeah, but it was only like, it wasn't like a good
It
tidbit.
Wasn't that good? Okay.
I mean, it was, I don't know. I'm like, our shit's really good. That's why we need reviews and ratings.
Yes.
Anyway, all right. Off my soapbox. That was just a little lost thought. I forgot to tell you that. Anyway. All right. We'll see you next time.
All right. Bye.